648. This is 1320 WILS. My next guest is the author of a groundbreaking book that presents an entirely new understanding of your child's emotions and behavior and gives you a practical guide to help your kids engage calmly and successfully in learning and life. How about that? Dr. Stuart Shanker is with us. He's the author of the new book, Self-Reg, How to Help Your Child and You Break the Stress Cycle and Successfully Engage with Life. He's a research professor emeritus of philosophy and psychology at New York University and has been studying self-regulation for many years. Dr. Shanker, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
How'd you get into this area of studying self-regulation?
Had some great teachers, and we were trying to figure out why are we seeing so many kids with so many problems today.
Now, what's the difference between self-regulation and self-control?
Well, self-regulation is about how you manage stress. It's as simple as that. Self-control is about trying to use a muscle to inhibit impulses.
Mm-hmm.
Self-regulation is about getting at the source of those impulses so you don't have them in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And how do we typically manage stress, though?
Well, we don't. The problem that we're seeing today is this is probably the most highly stressed generation that we've ever studied, and it's all different kinds of stresses, and a lot of these stresses are hidden stresses.
Like what?
Stresses that we don't recognize as such.
Yeah, like what would be a hidden stress?
Well, for example, say you've got a kid who's playing a video game that you think is, you know, pretty benign, but the problem is that something like all those flashing pixels is a stress on the brain. It requires you to burn an awful lot of energy.
Interesting. So it's not necessarily an unpleasant experience, but it's physiologically stressful?
Exactly right. And in fact, a lot of this, you know, kids need stress. There's no doubt about it. They need positive stress, like they get from sports or school. The problem are the negative stresses.
Mm-hmm.
And the negative stresses sap their energy, so they don't have enough resources to tackle those positive stresses that make them happy and healthy.
So are smartphones, are they negative stresses?
They can be. You know, for some kids, it's an actual positive. So we've seen kids come to life through the use of a smartphone. But I'll tell you, for an awful lot of kids, that's turning, too much is turning into a negative stress for them.
I'm talking to Dr. Stuart Shanker. His brand new book is called Self-Reg. And so how do you, especially with kids, how do you self-reg them when they want to play the video games, they want to be on their phones? What do you do?
Well, there's five steps in the method. Probably the most important is that as a parent, you want to read the signs of when your child is becoming overstressed. You want to learn how to distinguish between misbehavior and stress behavior. These are very different things.
Really?
Now, the question is, can you teach that to a kid?
Yeah.
Can a kid learn how to distinguish in themselves when they're getting overstressed?
And you're saying adults also have this issue between misbehavior and stress behavior?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so give me an example of each, please.
Well, with misbehavior, the kid knows what he's doing, and he could have chosen to act differently. With stress behavior, the kid doesn't actually know what he's doing. He's not making any kind of a choice. And in fact, with stress behavior, the parts of the brain that enable us to make choices or to think about what we're doing, they shut down. And that's the problem.
So what would be an example of a stress behavior where you're totally unaware of what you're doing?
Well, I had an interesting one just this morning. We were working with a kid. He was 15 years old, gotten in trouble, and he kept on saying, "I don't care, I don't care, I don't care."
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, he didn't know what he was saying. It was a classic stress behavior, and when we figured out what was really going on with it, it turned out, he did care. But in that state, if we had continued to, say, yell at him or punish him, everything would have gone south on him and on us, too.
So he's yelling, "I don't care, I don't care, I don't care." What do you do at that point?
Well, when it gets to that point, you've gone past, the kid has like a peak. When they go past the peak, that's when you get the "I don't care." So now what we got to do is it's called down-regulate the kid. And there's lots of ways to do that. And we can do it. One of the best ways is through our voice.
Yeah.
So we lower our voice. We don't try to explain anything because he won't understand it in this state. We don't try to punish him. All we're going to try to do is we draw this distinction between going red brain and blue brain.
Yeah.
When he's red brain, he doesn't understand anything. He's in fight or flight. So we got to get him back into Blue Brain. And we do that by, calming down the situation. Now, when he's back in Blue Brain, then we can explain to him what he's done wrong and what he's got to learn, but not when he's in Red Brain.
I mean, how was it? I understand there's more stress now, but even when, I'm thinking the 70s and so on, when I was growing up, there was plenty of stress. How is it that we managed to get through that without such careful regulation by our parents?
It's a great question. And what we do is we look at stress across five domains. So the five domains are biological, emotion, cognitive, social, and prosocial. Now, what was similar in the 70s, by the way, was a great period. We had Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They don't have that today.
True, but yeah, but good point. But in general, I think the experience of growing up and...
It was tough. Yeah. And so what we see when we're trying to figure this out is, let me give you some examples. There's been a huge, huge change in eating habits. Mm-hmm. And food itself is a hidden stress. Junk food is a hidden stress. If a kid has it just occasionally, then it doesn't hurt the nervous system. Mm-hmm. But the problem becomes overconsumption. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Huh? Have you got kids?
I do not have kids.
Okay, so I'm a parent, all right? And with smartphones, one of the problems that you've got is that they're not getting enough sleep, and they're using it to play games or to watch films that you and I didn't have back in the 70s. So there's a lot of electronic stimulus that really wasn't a part of our day-to-day life.
Okay. I have a niece and nephew, and they seem to be actually relatively or very well tempered. I'm surprised. In terms of the...
Well, that's got to be their uncle's influence.
Well, I cannot take credit for that. But in fact, I'd say their parenting is the reason why.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to get back to what you said. Well, okay, let's get back to it in just a second. But so what do you do in this case when the kids are naturally drawn to these electronics? They grew up with them. They're highly stimulating. What, would you just take them away from them once in a while, or...?
Well, what we want them to do is we've got to do several things. So one thing is we want to introduce them to positive stresses, things that actually build up their capacity to deal with stress. So it could be
exercise,
things like sports.
Sports, exactly. Okay.
Sports, music, arts, reading. By the same token, we've got to teach kids, especially the ones that are getting into different kinds of trouble, to read the signs of when they have to shut down. They have to become the one. We don't want mom and dad to be like police officers.
Right.
So the kid has to know, he has to be able to read those signs of when I need to do something
else. You can
else.
Sense it. And for an adult, for us adults, because this part of the book is for adults too, right? How do you get a sense of when you need to step in and self-regulate yourself?
Well, look at what's happening to us today, right? So we are living in an incredibly stressful time. All of us are overstressed.
Okay.
And the problem that we have is that one of the things that we lose is that capacity to, really think carefully about the kinds of problems that we face or decisions. If you find yourself wanting to shout, if you find yourself impatient or irritable, if it's hard to go to sleep or it's hard, or you wake up in the middle of the night, can't get back to sleep.
Yeah.
If you've got these cravings that you just can't resist, whether it's alcohol or food or whatever, these are all signs that you are overstressed.
Hmm. Okay. And for an adult, same thing, exercise or meditation, all that?
Well, every one of us is different, and that's absolutely critical. You and I are different, and every kid is different. So you've got to find out. You can't just, go buy a program and say, well, I'm going to do 15 minutes of yoga every day. Now, look, my wife is a stockbroker, so you can figure out from that how well she's going to do on meditation. Mm-hmm. Not so great.
Right. Is it okay to have a couple drinks to self-regulate?
Well, for her, what it is she goes for a run, and that brings her right down. So each of us has got to find out what works for us. Mm-hmm. And with kids, what you find is no two kids are the same, and they are constantly changing. So it becomes critical that you learn to read the signs, not when they're overstressed, but when they're starting to become overstressed, when they're starting to go up that curve.
And one last thing, I wanted to get back to the diet, because you've got so much sugar and these kids get caffeinated at some point. What is this something kids should be avoiding, period, or what's your view on that?
No, you don't have to go cold turkey. The problem here is that we have a little system in the brain, deep inside the limbic system, that monitors how much glucose is in the bloodstream, how much sugar is there. And if you have too much sugar in the bloodstream, it becomes a poison. So even while the kid is sleeping, this is a good hidden stress. Even while the kid is sleeping, that's your whole body is working overtime to produce insulin to get rid of that extra glucose. So what happens is that kid wakes up in the morning, he's exhausted. Mm-hmm. Even though he may have slept 8 hours, 9 hours, but all that time, his brain has been churning away to keep him safe. So that's the kinds of things that we look at in the book.
Dr. Stuart Shanker, his brand new book is Self-Reg. Self-Reg, How to Help Your Child and You Break the Stress Cycle and Successfully Engage with Life. Dr. Shanker, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you. Your questions were awesome.
We are back tomorrow. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide.